The following episode may contain sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised.
Okay.
Getting better with that finger.
Okay. hello, everyone.
Welcome to The Show Must Go On. I'm Tracy.
I am Nikki, and we're here to judge. Hey!
That was perfect! We did it at the beginning.
Round of applause for everyone.
And now you know who you're listening to and what's happening. We can get into some good stuff.
I know. How's it going? Oh, okay. I'll go first. My week got better as the days went by. You know how it was for me.
Yeah.
Like the day that we recorded that day. Mm-hmm. When I went to bed, I had a panic attack.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Thank goodness I had a session the next day. It felt so weird. I was just laying in bed. My boyfriend is snoring. And it just felt like a block landed on my chest. And I was like, I can't breathe. So I, like, went to the living room and sat there. And then suddenly I was like ugly crying, and that felt so good.
It does to have a good cry.
Yeah, like it felt like the block was lifted off my chest.
Just that release.
Yes, because it was not good. I was just feeling better by day. I got as distracted as possible. We had some friends over on Sunday, you know, just tried to, like, keep my mind off the whole thing. The week got better than the last time we spoke.
Good.
And the last time that the podcast listened to us, you know. So, that's a good thing.
That is good. Good. We love that. Feeling better.
Yes. Feeling good. Better. Yeah. What about you? How was your week?
It was fine. Nothing great. Okay. I did see something today that said, I thought this was funny, that Stephen King, the famous author, that he got kicked off of X or
AKA Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Because he called Elon Musk the first lady.
Oh my god. It's so funny. And it's so true. And also, like, you know why it's even funnier? Because these are constantly the people that are talking about, like, free speech. But God forbid you call somebody the first lady. Oh my god.
And
what
an
insult.
This is my company, so I'm gonna kick you off.
Oh god.
Whatever. It's like, it's these people, you can dish it out, but they can't take it.
Hell no, because they're insecure as fuck. That's why they talk the way they talk. It's a projection, you know? It's like a way for them to, like, feel powerful because they're pieces of shit, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go Stephen
King. But yeah,
I
fucking love him. He's so funny. And, like, he's when great. It comes to social media, oh my god, he's so good.
Yeah.
Also, he's a great writer, so there's that too.
Yeah.
Talking about, you know, writers and going that way, I watched Wolves yesterday.
Okay. And verdict?
Brad Pitt and George Clooney. It was okay. You know? It felt like slow to me in the sense like they tried to like land on the comedy a lot, but it wasn't landing that much, you know, mm-hmm. like they're good mm-hmm. actors. So it wasn't like they were landing. It was like cheesy lines, you know,
the writing.
It was definitely the writing. The plot is good. That's the thing. Like the idea mm-hmm. of it is really good, but there was also like things that were too complicated, like some connections, and I was like, I would keep it even more simple, you know?
Sure.
But yeah, it was, Trey of course loved it. But for me, I was like, yeah, it's okay. So
okay.
It's entertaining. That's it. I don't think it's, you know, and it's, you know, good for the vision. You know.
They still look good.
They are aging like fine wine, both yeah. of them. Yeah. I'm like, okay, guys, you know, they look real good. But yeah, I think could have been better, but it's not for the big screen, you know, it's for Apple TV. I think it's great for that. Although Apple TV has like a higher standard in my head. You know, we're the number one promoters of their shows.
I was going to say, they need to sponsor us already.
Yeah, yep. And let me see, there was something else I feel like I watched. Can't remember it.
So you really liked it?
I guess.
Yeah, that's what I say. Like, when I forget something that I was going to say, well, I guess it's not important.
Yeah. So,
I guess you didn't really.
Oh, I had to. I don't know if I told you this, but I had started Grotesquery.
Oh, no. How is it?
Okay, so I started that. We watched, like, 4 episodes. We haven't, like, gone back to it. It's kind of confusing. I think I'll finish it. Yeah. I think, you know, Travis Kelce is doing a great job for a person that has never done this in his life.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone else is great, you know?
Yeah.
But it's a little bit confusing. I'm like, what's going on?
Okay. Is there like a little bit of like a supernatural?
Yeah, and it's a lot of like paranormal. Like, who did it? Who done it, you know?
Okay. So he's, like, trying to misdirection, like, lead you in different ways. That it's, like, red herrings and...
But definitely supernatural stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. I forgot to tell you that, yeah. But I'll finish it and I'll let you know, because I know all episodes are out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch anything fun?
So I watched that movie on Netflix, Don't Move.
How was it? No.
Predictable. Like, it wasn't anything new.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Why?
Sorry. I know. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Okay, because I did want to watch it, so I'm glad you told me I'm not going to waste my time.
Yeah, I feel like it's other thriller movies where it's a serial killer after, like, a victim, and, I mean, and I'm sure you can guess the end.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she escapes.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. She moves, actually.
She does. She ignores everything and she moves, and then she lives, and it's fine.
Good for her. Good for her. Anything interesting? Yeah, what?
So, last week I had mentioned that I was reading The Watchers by A.M. Shine. which okay. we did review the movie, mm-hmm. and I finished the book, and believe it or not, the movie was actually better.
Oh, no.
There was way less information in the book, and that's crazy, because we were so lost with so many things in the movie, like, and a lot also, of stuff didn't make sense.
Yeah, less and in I the had book. I had a solid, like, feeling that was like, yeah, the book is going to give us the answers. Oh, wait. Less. The book left you with more questions.
Less. And the way that it ended, it was, what? So, like, at least, like, there was a nice, you know, button right at the end yeah. of the movie where you're like, okay. The way that this ended... I mean, I don't want to ruin it if anybody wants to read it, but...
I think it'll be fine.
It was basically like Madeline comes to Mina and is like, there's others out there. You're in danger. And that was it.
I know. I don't have time for that.
Right. And I was like, oh, is he writing a sequel? Is there going to be another book? Or...
But also, like, who read this book and said, let's make it a movie?
M. Night Shyamalan's daughter?
Yeah, true. But also they made a movie about a concert. And the whole plot of the movie was planned around the fucking ticket. And then they said that the thing was... I can't.
Are we talking about Meet Me Next Christmas?
No, today's we're talking film? About Trap.
I know, but I mean, the way you just described it.
Yeah. Another one. Yeah.
Could kind of be said for both.
Planned this is a segue.
Yeah. I mean...
Oh my god. Okay, should we get into it?
Yeah, I'm ready if you are.
I am ready. Guys, we just watched, and what we're talking about today is Meet Me Next Christmas. Which, listen, in the trailer, you know, I think Christina Milian is... she's a good actress, and I've always had respect for her from, like, the early 2000s, you know? She's, like, that girl that I was like, you know, she's gonna be big. Then she wasn't. But, you know, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not sure, like, if there was a reason or the roles weren't offered for her, but sure. I think she's just a happy person regardless. But let me give you a little bit of a summary of what it is. So the movie follows Layla as she races against a holiday clock to make a romantic connection with her longtime crush at a big Christmas Eve event. Which, let me tell you, by the way, I did not know
pentatonics.
Mm-hmm. Tonic.
Yeah. Tonics. There's an X.
Tonics. Pentatonics. Okay. I did not know they were going to be that involved in this movie. I had no idea. You know, no. I can't even say the name of this a cappella band properly. And I think they're brilliant. Like, I think they're super fucking talented.
They are, yeah.
I did not know that it was going to be like that at all.
Yeah, they were like the co-stars. They were in it yes. more than James.
Thank you.
Or her, also her like, ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, they were also like the supporting actors, all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, let's just talk about it a little bit. I'm going to be 100% honest. In today's outline, I was like, I don't want to do this. So I just like asked ChatGPT. I was like, create this. And ChatGPT yeah. could not get the summary right. I was like, that's not what happens. I was having a back and forth with ChatGPT. I'm like, that's not what happens. She meets someone, and that someone is the one that the ChatGPT thought she had a crush on one of the people from the band. Which says so much.
That is really funny. Because aren't, like, they're all gay. Except for there's one female in it.
Yeah.
Which, hey, listen. Whatever floats your boat.
Gay and talented.
Very much so, yes.
Okay, so let's go from the beginning. You know, they set up this, like, this airport scene. Which, by the way, that lounge was popping.
Okay, I will agree on one thing. I love a buffet, too. I'm here for some free-ass food and tons of it.
Me, too. And let me tell you.
Let's go, Layla.
Let's go. But let me tell you, I'm going to be honest, because I've been in those lounges. That shit is packed.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine how it is the day before Christmas.
And when all the flights are canceled and delayed,
I wouldn't find a seat. I can't walk. And people, they're canceling flights. And then she meets this random guy, not the Sriracha dude, but she meets that other guy. And then he's like, okay, I'm leaving. My flight is leaving. And I'm like, oh, his is not canceled.
I know. I thought you look outside and it was a snowstorm.
Yeah.
But it's where are they? Chicago, so they don't give a fuck, I guess.
So she meets
James.
She meets James at the buffet, and she's like, I hate that they dressed him the way that they did.
Like, businessy?
No, wait, it's not James. It's the other guy, the leading guy.
Oh, Teddy?
Teddy. They dressed Teddy like a person that was going to rob stuff. A thief.
Oh.
He's you see him and it's like he doesn't, like almost covering his face. They have that one interaction. And when those things fell out of his bag, I was thinking, did he steal them?
Yeah, I know. I didn't get that. Also, I was like, I don't know what that is.
That was not well directed, that part there. Because no,
I didn't even see it fall in her bag. And then she, like, pulled it out and she was like, oh, this guy dropped it. Like, wouldn't you feel it? Like, it was like a
ceramic glass bowl. Yeah. Ceramic, yeah.
Yeah, so I'd be like, I think this is yours.
Yeah.
But that came into play later.
They have that nice interaction there. He's like, put Sriracha, blah, 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 blah.
A little smiley face.
And a smiley face. And then he has to fly, too. Everyone has to fly except for her.
Right.
He's like, okay, bye, I gotta go. So he leaves, and then she meets James. And
It's our person. Yeah. They both want to have Christmas in Paris because, you know, no one else does. That's not unique. He went to a black university and she helps kids go to black universities so that they're meant to be. And he's good with his nieces and nephews. So, like, that's her person.
Yeah.
Even though she's in a relationship with a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Who's cheating on her.
Was that happening the whole time? Or just right before Christmas?
Who knows? Almost a year after. Right. But I was thinking, I am just so bitter in life in general. Like, when I see this moment, I'm like, that's not how it is.
Also, I'd be like, don't fucking talk to me. I'm pissed because my flight is delayed. It's right before Christmas. I'm in a nasty-ass mood. I don't trust nobody. Don't talk to me. I don't care if you're hot.
Also, she shared her AirPods, her thingy. And I was like, girly, qué asco. No. Don't share the ear thing.
Also, she had the old school ones hooked up into her phone.
I respect that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, you're much nicer than me.
No, I respect that because I like them. I still like them. I don't use them all the time, but I still like them, you know?
Oh, I'm just clumsy and I get caught on shit all the time and then they get pulled out of my head, so.
I also send a lot of voice messages on WhatsApp, so when I wear the old ones, I just put that mic really close to me.
Got it.
And I'm like, hey, what's up?
Okay. Gotcha.
But yeah, she like put it in his ear and I was like, no, like I'm uncomfortable with that. But you know, you do you. And
also it's pentatonics.
Pentatonics. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I just keep second guessing.
Which I didn't know this, but apparently they are known for their Christmas music. I had no idea. Like, you knew they had Christmas stuff. No, like, I just figured, like, I know who they are. I've listened to their music before. I just thought they did, like, covers of other stuff, and they're an a cappella group.
No, like,
I didn't realize that they were in the Christmas game.
They are, because my mom likes to play them. And sometimes it, like, pops up. If I'm, like, during the holiday season, I have, like, a random playlist of holiday music, they come up a lot. I'm like, okay, we get it, you know. But my mom likes them, and my dad too.
See, my mom likes them. That's why I'm like, what? I don't feel like she's the demographic.
That's true.
I'm sorry. I think one of my major problems with this movie is that you have a like leading cast of black people, and they
couldn't bring Boyz II Men.
They made them very Oreo. I am so sorry, but I need a little more swag. Like that's why that I is show true. Up. You know, and then another like I'm jumping ahead, but the one time when she was like, I met some guy in a band in Quiznos for NSYNC tickets, and I'm like,
not Boyz II Men. I go again.
Like anybody else. NSYNC.
That's true.
They really like whiteified her.
Why? Why did they do that? That's true.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I was disappointed.
They sprinkle too much white on it.
Yeah, like you don't see a lot of, especially Christmas movies, with a black cast, and it was just very white for me.
Wait, let's talk about what's his name? Caleb.
The one who was always on Ellen.
Yeah, I think this was his like screen debut, like on a film.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
he was perfection.
I mean, this role was perfect for him. Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted more of him. Like, I was like, okay, I like this, you know? Because also, like, knowing his background, you know, how he was nobody a few years ago, then he was discovered by Ellen with one viral video. And then, you know, he was able to move to LA, and now he's going to be on Broadway.
Oh.
Yeah. So just seeing him there and seeing him, you know, like he already has charisma, but, you know, seeing him like embrace that in a bigger way, it was perfect. And he was good with his timing, with his comedic timing, because I think that's really, really hard to do.
It is. You know? It was like much needed sass.
Yes,
he had some funny lines, so that was nice.
Yeah.
I mean, is this supposed to be a comedy, like a romantic comedy?
I think it's supposed to be a rom-com, no?
I would imagine, but I only laughed at, like, one thing. Because when you were talking about the way that they dressed Teddy and someone called him a youth pastor, he said, I'm not dressed like a youth pastor. I did laugh at that because...
Yeah. But you only laughed at that?
Yeah.
You didn't laugh at the manager of the band? She was like, they do this all the time.
With the singing?
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, that's like dealing with a bunch of musical theater kids.
That's true. But for me, that whole thing with Pentatonix, I just felt like they're not really like that. And I don't know, it just seemed forced. Like they were trying too hard to be divas. And I'm like, I'm sorry, an a cappella group is
not gonna be like that. Also, I feel like because they're not actors.
Yeah.
They were kind of like overplaying their roles.
Right. Yeah, no, exactly.
You know?
Yeah. It was just a little too much.
We are really trashing this movie right now.
I haven't even gone hard.
This is I'm ready.
This is me holding back. Because,
yeah. Okay, so let's... Okay, first of all, the moment... You know, she's like, I'm going to go to the concert. And she finds out it's sold out. You know, she's going to meet James in this concert. She finds out it's sold out. Me, Taylor Swift fan.
Mm-hmm.
I just went through a few websites. Everything was too expensive. I entered some giveaways online. And done. I was like, if it happens, it happens. And I'm talking about Taylor Swift.
Right.
And this girly pop was going to Brooklyn to do a whole ass presentation in 12 hours, sleep in that apartment where, you know, from a guy she met that day to get tickets.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I have a couple of problems. One,
it shows a woman being desperate.
That to me was one of my biggest issues, is that I'm very sick and tired of this trope of women meeting some guy, talking to him for an hour and being like, he's my destiny. It's fate. We're meant to be together. I'm fucking sick of it.
I get it, because I'm like that,
bitch,
too.
How do you know that he isn't in a relationship? You don't know. He is probably holding back that information. You were honest that you're in a relationship, but how do you know he's not? Second of all, how do you know he's not a serial killer, that he's not addicted to porn, he's a gambler, he's an alcoholic, he uses drugs. Like, you don't know shit about this guy. You didn't talk that long. You know,
also, you didn't even share, like, social media.
Just like, well, because they were going to leave it up to fate.
Universe. But no, I need to, like, do some, you know, FBI situation
there.
Google
your name. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then also, I feel like that whole thing of, first of all, she got Macklemore tickets. Also,
thinking about, like, they made her like an Oreo. That's true, because
Macklemore, and it was with her ex-boyfriend, who's also black. He's not buying Macklemore tickets. I'm sorry.
The fuck? Yeah.
Nobody's buying Macklemore tickets. Sorry, Macklemore.
Sorry, we like you, but yeah, I don't know. I don't even know how they're doing.
Are they even touring and performing? I don't even know. But regardless, you say you're going to meet this guy at the concert a year from today, whatever, a year later. You can't get the tickets? Just go to the theater. Stand outside before the show starts. You know what he looks like. So if you see him, be like,
"Oh, James, yeah.
James, yeah. Like, I don't have tickets, but I'm here." So either.
And also, let's talk about that. Even if you go in, it's going to be harder to find him.
I know. You're not even going to sit together.
You're going to be the whole concert looking around. Where is he?
Yeah. Exactly. So just that whole setup, too, I was like, you didn't have to fight that hard to get these tickets. You could have just literally showed up. Because what happened when we saw him, he was standing outside the theater with flowers.
Waiting for his actual girlfriend.
Yeah, which I'm like, was he with her already?
Yeah, we don't know that.
Because didn't he say something like, "Oh, that's the girl from the airport"? He didn't even fucking remember.
That's true. She told her, like, "That's the girl from the airport." So, oh, wow. Yeah, that's true.
So, men are dogs. But I guess she was meant to be with Teddy. It was fate.
My God. Also, let's talk about this person giving her the most expensive dress. Just cuss.
Like,
rich
nothing.
People are not like that.
That, and then it's like, but you have to go run this errand for me and go pick up this bag that's limited at Chanel. What is this, Task Rabbit?
Yes. And now that is that she chooses to give it to this dad. I'm like, do you think a person that just survived cancer wants a Chanel bag? They want to see the world.
One. Second of all, that was a scam. That was a motherfucking scam. That is like the epitome of a scam, because he drops his phone, she picks it up and is like, "Oh, here you go." And then you have your kid with you to be like, "Oh, my mommy was sick. Now she's fine. But we just wanted to get this thing for her and make her Christmas better." And like do this whole sob story. And it's like, I'm sorry, do you even have a wife? You're going to get that purse and you're going to sell it for twice its value on eBay.
But it's like, yeah, 100% scam.
It was such a scam. Like,
if a person is dying, well, I don't know. I don't want to speak for everyone. But if you have a partner or a mom that's dying, mm-hmm. or that almost died, that's not how you make their Christmas better. This is for the listeners. Just don't do that unless they ask for it.
She probably would just want to spend the time with her family. Like, yes. The time you're waiting in line for that shit, you should be spending with her.
They're like, we gotta get like, this expensive. I'm like, what about your medical bills?
Yeah, scam.
Because I'm like, wow.
Also, if I were her, I'd be like, "Oh, I am so sorry about that. I'm about to get this bag."
Yeah.
Sucks
I can get
for
tickets
you.
After this bag. Yeah. Also, they kept saying, like, "I need those tickets." And it's like, no, you need one ticket.
Right. And I have a question, too. So the whole thing is that, okay, so she tries to go on all these ticket sale platforms. She can't find anything, so she goes to a personal concierge, which is where mm-hmm. she meets Teddy,
which right away I was like, the airport dude,
right? I don't know how she didn't I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. They talk for mm-hmm. like 2 seconds, but my thing is, like, is that really what a personal concierge does? Is that they're running to Brooklyn to go and get tickets and going all over the city to get things for you?
I mean, I think they do things for you, for sure. But I don't, it's also 2024. Like, tickets, you don't go to a booth to get tickets. That's you don't insane. Like that's not how it works. People now, as we've right. experienced the past 2 years, they just ask for a lot of money. Done.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. There's nothing else. Giveaways, they're all online.
Right.
I don't know. So
it was just silly. And then also, like, another thing that bothered me is that we learned that he used to be, well, he is a chef and he worked in this Michelin star restaurant and he's really good, but the hours were crazy, which, yes, that is true. Being a chef, their hours, yeah, it's not flexible. They're long hours. We've watched The Bear. So he quit because his mom was sick and he wanted to help her out. But my thing is, you're running around with this chick looking for a ticket for 36 hours straight. How is that any better than just working in a fucking restaurant doing what you want to do?
Although, it sounds like he never put that much effort because he was about to get fired. Like, that was his last opportunity. So maybe he would say at 5 p.m., he was like, sorry, I can't help you anymore. My day is over.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. It's like, why is he going so hard? It doesn't seem like he really wants this job anyway. So what, is it just because she's pretty?
Yeah. Yeah. And also, how come none of them, neither her or him, remember that they met at the airport?
It's not until he takes out the bowls, which she uses for the creme brulee, and she's like, airport, sriracha.
Yeah, because he keeps saying, like, high school names or, like, summer camps. He's like, yeah. He knew he had seen her.
Right.
Oh, my God. We're doing great here.
I just had so many issues. Like, it's not... Like, we've watched these movies before with the holidays and, you know, running around doing things and miscommunications and, you know, all that stuff. But I just feel like none of it really made sense. And it just was like, okay, but you have to go and do this thing. But in order to get the ticket, now you have to go and do this thing. And then my cousin says that he has tickets, but really we... He doesn't have the tickets. It's
we
part
just have
of
to
a
win them.
Win the snowball. It was just like on and on. I was like, oh my God, seriously?
And it was long. And it was long. It was like an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah. And it didn't need to be. And I didn't feel like any of that was them actually really getting to know each other. Like, there should have been more of a rapport with them. Because then at the end, they're like, you're my universe. And I'm like, what the fuck? You've known each other for 24 hours?
We're also, you and I are also super bitter. Like, we're just like, we're not believers in that kind of love. Like, I feel like you need to get to know somebody really well before you're like, I love you, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But I was also thinking, like, there were so many moments that it's just like me as a person, the first no, I would have been like, it's not meant to be, moving on. Me, my movie, we go to the concierge says, it's sold out, let me try to find another website. Oh, I can't? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. We couldn't figure out. Okay, cool. I'm just going to go get wasted with my friends.
Okay, gotcha. Yes,
that's my
thank
movie.
You. Well, also, it's like the universe is telling you...
No.
That it's not meant to be. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that he had someone anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But then she wouldn't have met Teddy, and now she's complete as a person because she needed to have him in her life. Otherwise... She had nothing. That was another thing, too, when he was like, what about your family? Like, why aren't you with them for Christmas? And she's like, that's why I need a boyfriend.
That's a weak character.
To spend Christmas with them? That's
sad. Yeah.
And
then when she said, like, when his mom hugged me, she really hugged me. I'm like, that's from another movie.
Yeah, well, it was like she hugged me like I was hers or something like that.
Yeah. There's another movie.
Right. It was either...
I'm going to tell you right now who says that in what movie. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. When she meets his mom and then she cries in the bathroom. He's like, why are you crying? And she says, when your mom hugged me, she really hugged me.
Mm.
And that line is so powerful that I remember when I saw it in the movie, I was like, I know this line. I've heard this before.
Right.
That's a really good rom-com.
That is.
That's top tier. I mean, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
I mean, honestly, anything would be better than this. I'm sorry. Like, I am going to say I absolutely hated this movie.
Oh, God.
Hated it.
There was no swag at all. That's for sure. No swag. And now that I'm thinking about it, NSYNC, Macklemore, the a cappella band.
Pentatonix.
Like,
I'm sorry. Like, it was trying too hard to be funny and, like, have these quirk, like, the couple that they go to that lives in that gorgeous
the one apartment, that they give, like, her the dress.
With the dress. Like, free. What the fuck was that? And he invites him out on the balcony and he's like, okay, we get it. You're afraid of heights.
Yeah.
But it was just too forced with too many things. And then when they go to the Chanel store and she tells him, like, oh, go hit on that sales girl because he saves her from the Karen.
So unnecessary. That could have been a moment that she's like, I'm turned on, period.
And I guess that's what they were trying to show is, like, he said, oh, I don't like to get involved, but I see someone disrespecting another person who's just trying to do their job, and I have to stand up.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, nothing was really working for me. I didn't at any point go, oh, that's cute. Oh, that's cute. And then, like, when she goes to the bar and that guy is there, and she gives him $500 in her necklace. And then he sends her the ticket and Teddy says, this is from last year. And then she pepper sprays them both. And then he comes out of the bathroom and she's just eating chips like nothing happened. I'd be like, I am so sorry.
Yeah. And not just that, the guy ran the other one.
Right. And then she orders
with the milk. $500 in the necklace.
How did you know I like milk? I didn't. Because who just is drinking straight up milk anymore?
Yeah, like your stomach. Hello. Gross.
I just hated it. And then at the end too, when she's like telling the bouncer, like, let me in. And
oh my God, that she took said something so like long.
When you look at him and you think, and then you do a second look and you think, oh yeah, you're kinda hot.
That's fucked
what
up.
The fuck? I'm sorry. Like, he is a good-looking guy. As soon as I walked in that concierge office and turned around and he was like, hi, I'd be like, oh, hello.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. You didn't think that he was attractive. Yeah, he dresses like a youth pastor. But at least he was put together. That was a nice coat, you know? Yeah. I liked it. She was like, you're not wearing a suit. I'm sorry, fuck you. It's like 10 degrees outside and you're wearing a tiny little sweater, sweetie.
Yeah.
Like, you are not dressed appropriately for the winter weather. So you should not be one to talk.
Also, I feel like they were never on the train. I'm like, what kind of money is this?
They were, doesn't she work for a nonprofit and she's just like flashing money all over the place? I'm sorry. Am I on the wrong impression that people who work for nonprofits, that they make a lot of money? I didn't think that was the case. Yeah. Mm-mm. And she's like flashing the corporate credit card around. Like, when she goes into the lounge, she was like, it's on the company. And I'm like, I don't even know if they have corporate credit cards.
Yeah. Or if they do, what nonprofit is that one?
Right. Because they're spending all their money to put, you know, disenfranchised children through college. So they don't have money to be paying their employees. Also, what is her job with that? Now that I think about it.
I don't know. She said stuff like that kid went to college because of me. And I'm like, did you do like a whole event for him? Like, what is
right.
it?
Right. They didn't work hard at all to try to get into college. Like, I'm sure they never went to class and never did their homework. And that's kind of fucked up. I mean, that kid probably had to work hard.
Yep.
Sorry, I digress.
No, you're right. There was a lot of like loopholes but then it was also like too much information. Like we don't need to know this much, and you can make this shorter with less right. characters. You have a great scenery. You're in New York.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
During Christmas time. There was not one time that they were at fucking Bryant Park. I'm like, what the fuck?
Or like go ice skating.
Bryant Park. The holiday market. Like
sure.
No, oh, one yeah. time.
Right. Go to that big ass tree. And
the Rockefeller
Center.
No, she's just looking for Walk that by Macy's. Ticket in Brooklyn at a drag queen show competition. It's like when they got there, I was like, why do they think they can win this? I mean, do they know that the drag queens can slay big time?
She even said it. She was like, oh, they're fierce. They can work it. And it's like, yeah, like, why would you even try to think that you could even come close? I'm glad they didn't win because I was about to get really pissed.
I also, like, I get there. Again, my movie. I get there and I find out that this is a drag queens show. I'll be like, I'm not doing this.
Right.
These bitches are way better than me. They are performers, you know, like top, like they learn tricks to perform all these numbers. I learned a turn that you taught me in the living room yesterday. No.
Yeah.
God.
Also, it's like how convenient that he has stage fright. And he's afraid of heights, and it's like everything that they're doing involves being on stage and dealing with heights.
Also, that scene, like him not getting on the little
go
like,
down the chimney.
Yeah, that was too long. Her trying to go in, I'm like, let's get going. Come on.
Seriously, and then he tells her, "Well, that ticket works for the front." Why didn't she just go through the front in the first place?
And also, like, listen, take me to the front.
Yeah.
Like, let me come with you. Take me to the front. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, from inside. I'm already here. Just then to be like, okay, you can't stay back here, so I'm just going to take you to the audience.
Or what she had done to the usher in the theater when she ran past him. That's what I would have done to the bodyguard. I would have checked him.
Oh, and then run past.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just none of it was like.
We loved cute, it, as you can see.
Cute, lighthearted. Because listen, I've watched terrible rom-coms, terrible Christmas movies. But still, there's like a part of it where you go, that's kind of cute. Like, I don't want it to feel that way, mm-hmm. but it is. Mm-hmm. I just hated everything about this.
Also, like them kissing and then like
the world disappearing.
Yeah,
like I get it, but we saw that and never been kissed, so
yeah, like that's there's the thing so many, too
nothing
like,
was original.
Yeah, like I feel like everything was like taken from, and listen, I did not look up the writer. I don't know what
it was. Two females, which is
two
really
female
disappointing.
Writers. That makes me upset, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Were they white?
I mean, their names sound white, but I don't want to judge.
Okay.
off of a name, because we don't know. But I feel
I can't get over. You just reminded me of Macklemore, and I just can't get over that. I forgot about that completely. Wow.
no words.
He, you know, I feel like there was a moment when they get to his mom's place and she says something like, you don't come as much, or like, you never something.
I know she tells him I don't need you around. I'm fine. Mm. Like, you need to go and live your life. Mm-hmm. So, like, she's giving him permission to get back
out there. But it just sounded like it wasn't the first time that she had said that. So, mm-hmm. you know, I was like, oh, he's, like, comfortable probably. Just, you know.
Right.
Oh, wait. This is what I wanted to talk about. Mm. The one they're making the dessert in the kitchen.
Oh my gosh. And the like montage in slow-mo and her being like boop with the fucking whisk on his nose. And oh, we're having so much fun and falling in love.
Tracy, this is why. This is why I'm saying, like, either you and I are super bitter or we're just way too realistic, because I don't do that stuff with my boyfriend. Not even at the beginning.
Yeah. And even if you do, it's not like that.
Yeah.
Like, you can work together in the kitchen, but you're not like, boop, with the fucking...
Also, it's like, you just met this guy. You're at his mom's place.
Right.
And you're so close. He's like behind, like from behind, you know, like with his, I'm like, oh God. There are so
ghost?
Many.
Ghost? Was it supposed to be like Ghost with the pottery? Is like, it's just all the calls from this other movie.
Yeah.
You know, literally. Like other also, movies, and they're just pulling from it. It's just nothing original.
I was also thinking, girl, you got no shame. Because like if I am at the guy's mom's house, I'd be like, dude, don't. Your mom's right there.
Right.
And they're not even dating. Like, that's the other thing. Like, they're not even... And
she's trying to get a ticket because she thinks that some other man is
her
person. Yeah. Yeah. And then I love when she finally figures it out and she's like, I'm head over heels with Teddy.
Girl.
Do people really have those revelations? Also, it reminded me of Clueless.
Oh, my God.
When the found, she's like, I'm crazy in love with Josh. I'm head over heels, head over butt, whatever the line is, in love with Josh.
Damn.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And in, like, 24 hours, I'm in love. Why? Because he dressed up like Santa Claus.
Also, you can say just, I like him.
Right. Be like, oh, James who? I think yeah, I would rather could date like, Teddy.
Yeah, you could be like, I like him. And I had a great time with him the last 24 hours. Let's explore this. Let me see if you're a good kisser. Movie done.
Yeah. See, that's more reasonable. And I think maybe yeah. I would have liked it a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Those are our movies, though.
Yeah. Like, why does it have to be just, like, all or realistic. Nothing?
I know. Like, I had forgotten about the kitchen scene, and it was just too cheesy for me. I was like, yeah. I know. I can't. I'm also thinking of the mess in the kitchen. Like, they're... I'm like, no, like, somebody has to do the dishes now. Like, oh, God, no. Mm-hmm. No. It's just also, not my thing.
Creme brulee.
Gross.
Yeah. Then that's a lot of... Yeah, and it's a lot of eggs, so I wouldn't be, like, playing around with it.
I don't know. Also, she couldn't even break an egg. I'm like, ugh, whatever.
Yeah, she needed help. Well, he's the chef, so he had to show her.
How to break an egg. Like, come on, girl.
Right.
You live in New York.
Well, I think that's the thing, too, is that
Chicago?
So I think she was in Chicago on business, but she lived in Rochester. So she was in upstate New York. Because she was like, people aren't like this where I'm from.
Oh, right. Yeah, and when she, like, found
Rochester
her
is not, like, bumfuck. Like, it's kind of rough there, I hear.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like...
And it's always snowing.
And it's not, like, the South. with like cows all over the place. Like, yeah, you're still in New York. Like, they just made her seem like she was just so naive.
Guys, we think you should definitely watch this movie. Well, you know what? I think my mom would like some shit like this.
I mean, she likes pentatonics, so.
Yes.
I mean, they're pretty much, they're in the whole movie. I love that they're following their love story as it's going along, and they're sort of narrating for the audience, like, oh, we're team Jayla, we're team Taylor, whatever it was.
And also, like,
how do they know everything that's happening?
Well, because he's DMing them. He's sending them, like, a message.
A full Teddy. Updates? Like, oh, now everything. We're going to enter the snowball.
Yes. Yeah. He's, like, constantly... I'm like, wow, that's a lot. And then the whole thing, like, I would have been like, we have tickets. Just come. Or, like, invite them both backstage. If you don't have tickets.
Well, but they gave up all their backstage. They were like, we don't have any more.
With all that space, please.
I know. And you're like, you're the group performing, so can't you make up your own rules? I mean, what's two more people? But you'll invite him on stage as Santa.
And your actual Santa, you're keeping him there. He's drunk.
Yeah. Like, disgustingly. Drunk.
God. Yeah, it was really bad, guys.
I hated it.
I didn't hate it. I think it was a bad movie. I think some people, helpless romantic girls, are gonna like it. That's the thing.
Sure. And you know what? That's fine. That's your cup of tea. Great, good for you.
Because Tracy and I are definitely not that kind, you know.
Put it away. Really? I would never, ever, ever. You could pay me to watch this, and I wouldn't.
Oh.
No.
I think you would watch it. If it's like 20 grand, come on. 20,000? Hell yeah. You'd be like, fuck yeah, let's go.
Well, I'm drinking beforehand.
Oh, 100%.
I'm not doing it sober.
You drink, you get yourself a little buffet.
There we go.
A that's whole thing. The only you thing, make it a thing.
That's the only thing I liked about it. Buffet.
Yeah, I think you would. Because I would. I'd be like, how many times do you want me to watch it?
If it's $20,000 each time.
Come on. I'll be like, all the times. So let's go. I'll have it in the background if you want me to.
Okay, well, yeah, that's different. If I don't have to actually watch it, it's just on.
I wanted to talk about, like, part of the visuals, too, that they missed so much. They missed so much of it. I'm like, you're in New York City during the holidays. There's no spotting of Radio City. Hello, the Rockettes. None of that. There's no spotting of the Rockefeller tree. There's no Bryant Park. There's no Central Park. The Central Macy's. Park was like 1 second when they're like, oh, this is how I get there to Harlem.
Right.
Like just for literally 15 seconds, I think.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wanted more of that.
Right.
I'm like, you are in the city that a lot of people want to be at during Christmas time with their families. Because it's everything is in theme. Everything.
Well, they showed the Plaza Hotel, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, no, I totally understand what you're saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't feel like a Christmas movie. Mm-mm. Like, it was snowing. It's cold. But I'm not getting Christmas.
Yeah.
Not really.
Oh my gosh. Well, do you have fun facts?
Not really. It was really hard to find stuff. It was just
it just came out.
It did. So it was, maybe the reason why they didn't have a lot of New York stuff was because it was filmed in Toronto, Canada.
Oh my.
So maybe they couldn't afford to get all the Christmassy shots.
That's so upsetting because New York. Might as well just make it about Canada. Use Canada then.
So there was that. And then also it was filmed at like the end of March to May of 2023. So it wasn't even around Christmas time. So they couldn't even get the New York shots of Rockefeller Center and all that stuff.
But it's also like use Canada spring. Then. Just use it.
Sure.
Don't base it in New York.
I guess. Listen, I hear you. I don't know why it had to be New York either, but yeah, or like do Chicago. Like that's fine. They like keep it there.
Wow. This. So that's basically the only thing you know, right?
Yeah,
that's totally. Because
I was trying to look. I was trying to look up too if that Chanel bag was actually real. That like Sugar Plum one, the limited edition. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I couldn't see like if it was on the Chanel website or anything. So it may have been exclusively for the movie because that was a nice bag. I will say mm-hmm. that, but mm-hmm. I don't know. Really wasn't anything else. So
I guess we'll find out in the future because it literally came out 5 days ago, 6 days ago.
Yeah.
And it's always like that. So Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 67.
Too high.
I think it's too high. The audience gave it a 50. I think that's more accurate because I feel like people that like romantic stuff are going to enjoy it. I don't like rom-coms that much. They have to be really, really good for me to be like, that's good, you know?
Right.
But
having, not being into that genre, but have seen good rom-coms, like, this ain't it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So even for me, 50 is still way too high.
There you go. You heard it here first.
And I watch shit.
That's true. She like, does.
I do watch bad movies.
Reality shows too. So
I do watch bad movies, and I will admit that they're bad.
Mm-hmm.
But this is it. Just like wasn't even good bad because you know like there's bad movies where you're like okay at least I can laugh at it. I know it's dumb. Like this was just mm-hmm. bad. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't mm-hmm. even enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Just that, in my opinion,
it didn't feel Christmassy, and I think for me that was major because you do have the Christmas. Yeah. Title in it.
Right.
Maybe also like I did not look up who the composer was, but the background, you know, there's always music in the background when there's like a holiday film.
Right.
It wasn't there.
Forgettable. Yeah. I don't even know if there was anything. It was all pentatonics.
I know, which they could have like recorded something like some like melodies without words.
Right.
You know, to have in the background or like a sound for them too every time they were together.
And that's true. Like they're in it. Use them more then.
Yeah.
You know, that's true. Because they are talented. Like I'm not saying anything against them.
Yes,
they're
so talented.
They are good.
Yeah.
But.
And I think they did good. Like they're not actors. So I think they did great, you know, with their lines, you know.
Yeah.
But we're two thumbs down.
Big. Mm-hmm. And my toes too. You can't see it, but all
sad. My screen just did a sad rain. That's exactly how it felt. So bad. I just like that they got new talent in it. With this guy. I think his name was like Kay.
I want to say it's Kaylin.
Kaylin with Kaylin. Yes.
Right. And I mean, even the like James and Ted, like, I don't know who they are.
Yeah. So good for casting new people. Just give them a better story.
Exactly. Yeah.
Definitely. The recommendation is that it's a lighthearted movie. Really, extremely lighthearted. Like, it doesn't make sense. That's how lighthearted it is.
Yeah, it's not deep.
It's not deep. If you want to have something in the background that maybe is Christmassy, you can definitely put it on. It's
while not you're decorating movie. The Christmas tree.
Yeah, it's not like a movie you that you're going to invest yourself in it at all. So
right.
Yeah, and listen, some of you might like it if you're about that life, you know.
Yeah.
We're definitely not you. Because we're two bitter bitches always.
And I mean,
but we do have I'm like higher standards. I'm not going to apologize
for like yes, I'm not going you to know? Apologize for liking a good plot, good story, good yeah. lines, like all of it. It just wasn't good. Hated it.
So Tracy hated it. I give it 2 thumbs down. She gives it 2 thumbs down. I'm like, you know, I am like the audience. I'm like 50% is I didn't like it, you know, because I hate it would be like a 30-25, right? Well, actually, yeah. No, because 50 would be like I don't care. But yeah, I don't care for it, you know.
And that's like I wouldn't even recommend it. Because we've watched stuff where we didn't like it, but it's like, but, you know, I would recommend it to people that I know. I wouldn't even recommend this.
That's true.
Personally. Like, I think you should just go watch something else.
Yeah. Like,
there's other like, things out there. Don't waste
your time.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's some, like, people that like that kind of movies. That's the thing. Like, I know some people that will like that kind of. And be like, yeah, you'll like it. I'm like, I didn't, but I know you'll like it.
If you're a Pentatonix fan, there you go.
That's true. Yes. I'm like, this is their acting debut, you know, and yeah. If you listen to their music, it's probably in the movie, so.
That's true, because they do have a little concert, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And, you know, they're basically, they are the leading actors of the movie.
They're in it a lot. Like, a lot, so.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. Well, I guess that's it for today's not recommendation. Yeah, so I think we'll have better content to recommend coming up. And both Tracy and I will be covering our favorite holiday movies for the holiday season, which is really exciting. And I guess that's it. Subscribe, follow, rate, review, all this stuff, please do. And that's it.
Yeah, you could recommend this podcast
exactly to
people, not the movie, but the podcast is fine.
Thanks. exactly. And if you know somebody that watched the movie and didn't like it, send them our way, because they'll agree with us.
Or if I mean honestly, change my mind.
Yeah, that's true. Try to change our minds. Oh, that would be interesting.
Good luck. Yeah. Love to see yep. that.
Oh, God. That's so funny. Okay. That's it for today.
Till next time.
We'll talk to you all very, very soon. Goodbye.
Bye.